everyone, and welcome back to the Ladylike Chatter. I'm Akansha.
And I'm Madison. And if you didn't listen to our first episode, go and check it out. It is out now. We kind of broke down like what we want the Ladylike Chatter to be and why we decided to start this podcast, but we thought here would be a little fun to do like a little Q&A episode. So
yeah.
Akansha, do you want to kick us off?
Sure. So let's begin. What is your name?
My name is Madison. What is your name?
My name's Akansha.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And what is your sign?
So I'm a Libra, and you are?
I'm a true Gemini. My dad is a Gemini, and my mom always says, it sucks living in a household with two Geminis. It's like living in a household with four people, like four or two twins, I guess. So
yeah.
I definitely have my good side and my bad side.
Well, I think we all do, but I can see how a Gemini can come into play. All right, give a quick 30-second rapid-fire description of who I am.
Okay, beautiful, smart, perfect, you have the most amazing hair, you are from Chicago, you moved to New York. Is that 30 seconds?
That was like 10. Keep going.
Okay. Oh, you're my happy hour buddy. And then you in school, we started a podcast together. I don't know. I'm like really bad at icebreakers. Wow.
All right. I think that's 30 seconds.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, I honestly, that actually made me smile. So I appreciate that. That was great.
Most beautiful hair. So,
thank you. No, I, you always say that. And it like literally makes me smile every time. It makes me blush. I don't know why.
Aw. Okay. Now do me. I promise. All right. I won't laugh.
Okay. All right, so you're, again, beautiful, smart, intelligent, you're tall, you have the best style, you are my best buddy in, like, school and, like, happy hour and all the fun things. Oh, you have the best findings with restaurants, literally, food is your thing. You're basically a model.
Oh my God.
You're my dance partner. You're random dancing in the living room.
Oh yeah. random dance sessions.
Yes. I can't. This is hard.
Isn't it hard?
Yeah. How do people do this?
I wouldn't even know how to describe myself, so you're doing a better job than I would.
You're like a beautiful brunette. I think I'm saying the same thing over and over again, but
it's fine. You're definitely just 30 seconds.
Super fun to hang out with. So
okay, well, I definitely appreciate that you recognized my talent for finding restaurants. I have a list on my phone of every single city, and even like I have the goods.
Yeah.
Anyone needs it, DM me.
Exactly.
I got you.
I'm not, like, it cut out a little, but, you know, I will go off of that, and I will say your note for, like, you changed my life ever since when we came to New York. You, like, invited me to this iCloud note, and you had ratings and restaurants for every restaurant you've been to, and it literally changed my life. And it's so fun to check out those restaurants with you because they're just so random and I never would have discovered them on my own. So I do appreciate that. And I appreciate your obsession with infatuation.
Oh my God, I love the infatuation. Like, infatuation, if you're listening to this, I will do a special guest thing with y'all. No, yes. I love it. Like, oh my gosh, I take it seriously too. Like, and I rate every single restaurant I go to, and like, and like my boyfriend and I have this like system down, and like every time we go, we'll put like a rating next to it, or we'll put like, oh, we really don't like the food, but the ambiance is great, or like really good drinks, or like it's just good to have. But we're also creatures of habit, so like we'll go to the same restaurant like 10 times,
which is totally fine. Because like when you find something that you love, you don't want to like like if you're craving like a cuisine and you know that that restaurant's going to deliver, it's like why would you want to go and risk it and try something new? But I will say that is like been the restaurant bible of our entire New York stint so far. Hopefully yes. We can finish that list. I'm excited too once we're back.
Well, I'm excited too. I was looking so forward to like the rooftops and like,
me too.
You know, the outside bars and everything. But you know what? We're staying safe and we're staying healthy. And I think mm-hmm. that's all that matters Which right now. Super food important. Can wait. Food yes, can wait.
Food can wait for now. But we'll get back right into it once we're back.
So what book are you currently reading?
So I know we talked about this real briefly, but it's a little inappropriate for some audiences, but obviously you guys have heard of the movie 365, and there's like this whole controversy on it. So I actually found someone who's rewriting the book, I guess in English, because it's actually a Polish book, on Wattpad, and he like uploads a chapter every couple days, and I'll have to get his name so I can give him a shout out. But it's actually pretty interesting, pretty good. It's not
wow.
It's not as like crazy as the movie is, surprisingly. And I know there's a lot of controversy on it. So
well, I'm just surprised that the Polish are getting that like kinky.
I think Chicago's definitely a very large Polish community over here, and I think they've always been that way. So
okay. No, and like I was hoping you would say that because I know we were talking about it yesterday, and you're like, it's such a bad, like I feel so embarrassed reading this book, and like, we've all read 50 Shades, let's not deny it. So
I think everyone has, and they're just all like shy, and like we're all closeted readers for some reason, which is kind of interesting. But what about you? What book are you reading?
Oh my god, and this is like low key. I'm reading like two books right now, and one of them's like low key embarrassing. Even though it is an adult book, I got it from the adult fiction section. It's called this. I can't even say it, I don't know why. It's really good though. It's called The Southerner's Book Club Guide to Killing Vampires.
Are you kidding me?
No, in my defense, it's really good. And, like, it takes place in, like, I think the 80s. And it's, like, this housewife in Charleston. And she's in this book club. And she's, like, I hate this. Like, this is ridiculous. But I need to do something. And, like, it's really good because it's supposed to take, like, she's, like, everyone has an obsession with vampires. Even if vampires don't exist, like, they're real, like, for example, like, she takes, like, serial killers. She's like, vampires are the original serial killers.
Oh.
And so it's, like, this handsome guy comes to town, and he's, like, super charming, and he ends up being, like, a vampire. And then, I don't know. It's actually really good because she kind of takes, like, a serial killer perspective. It's, like, interesting.
Yeah, no, I actually never thought about it that way. That's actually a really good point. Like, what if the reason vampires came to existence is because of serial killers.
They're the original serial killers. They have no soul. They don't care. They're normally really attractive. Like, think Ted Bundy.
Oh my god. Yeah.
So, I'm reading that. And then I'm also reading Cleo Wade. My friend actually got it for me for my birthday. And it has so many good quotes in it. Like, I love quotes. So, I really enjoyed. Like, that's more or less like my...
That's your leisure read, I guess you could say.
Yeah, bath read, chill. But then when I want to, like, just rewind. I'm trying to get my mom to read it, too, because we always read a book together during the summer.
That's fun. That's super cute, actually. Okay, sweet or salty?
Oh, my gosh, sweet. I'm a sweet addict.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same.
You know this.
I think we binged on too many packets of, Pillsbury cookie dough?
Oh my gosh, yesterday I was like, I think I have a sty, I'm just gonna go eat some chocolate and maybe it'll go
away. I know, I died when you were like, I'm gonna go eat a chocolate bar. I'm like, okay, that's not gonna cure your sty, but okay.
What about you?
Definitely sweet. I literally learned how to make chocolate banana bread, chocolate brownies, obviously they're chocolate, cookies, anything with the word chocolate in there. But one thing I will have to say, I do not like nuts in my chocolate. Those do not go together for me either.
Either.
I think it's like, okay, smooth peanut butter, like Reese's, I'm okay with. But if there's like a crunch, I don't know why, but I feel like I just ate a bug or something. Like that wasn't my dad, supposed to be in there.
No, literally, my dad always puts walnuts in the brownies, and I'm just like, you ruined it. You ruined this.
Oh, God, yes.
And like, I'm just putting this out there. I totally support, you know, if you want to put anything, if you want to put Sour Patch Kids in your brownies, go ahead. I will not partake. Just give me a fudgy brownie and I'm happy.
Agreed. Like, and honestly, forget the cooking part. Let's just eat the batter.
Exactly. I mean, really, like, come on. I like my brownies, like, runny.
It's like a little undercooked is the way it's supposed to be.
No, exactly. Okay, what is the last movie you watched?
The last movie I watched was actually an Indian movie. I actually like paused it in the middle, but there was an actor that recently passed away, so super sad, but Sushant Singh Rajput, he passed away he committed suicide, and he made this movie Chichore, which strangely enough is also on suicide. So I really wanted to watch it because I hadn't watched it yet, and so far so good. So for all my Bollywooders out there, definitely, just like, you know, in memoriam of him too, check it out. It's really good. What about you?
I actually watched The Other Woman. It has, like, Cameron Diaz, oh gosh, I forgot her name, and then, like, Kate Upton. It's, like, three girls, and they're, like, the one of the girls that I can't remember her name, actresses, I can't remember her name, it's, like, her husband, and, like, they all have a relationship with him, and then they all find out, and then they all, like, team up and, like, ruin his life. It's like a feel-good movie, in my opinion.
I've watched that, but it's an old movie, right? Like a throwback?
Yeah, it's definitely like a few years old, but I love it. It's like one of my favorite, like, go-to, like, okay, like, chick flick movies, I guess. So.
Yeah. No, it's a good one. I think I remember it. Okay, what is the most underrated brand right now or thing that you own?
Oh, gosh. Most underrated brand or thing. Well, you know, I've really gotten into, like, you know, my loungewear. And I started shopping, and I sent this to you, actually, right when quarantine started. It's called the Mayfair Group. It definitely probably isn't underrated, but it's definitely not well-known, I would say. But they have, like, the cutest sweatshirts and, like, very inspirational quotes on their sweatshirts. And, like, it's so comfy. Like, I have lived in everything that I've owned from them. Like, I'm wearing a shirt right now by them. So it's just like, that's definitely like one of my favorite things. And then the other thing I do have to say is an essential oil diffuser. Get one. Oh. It will change your life.
That's pretty awesome. I have one too. I love it. It makes everything, like, and if you don't have a candle, or like if you're in an area where you can't light a candle, like, it's a good replacement. I'm trying to think.
What about you?
I know, because I knew you were coming at me with that question. To be honest, I feel like my Nespresso machine. I don't know. Like, I feel like people don't talk about Nespresso machines enough. You gotta get one. And honestly, Nespresso, if you're listening to us, please sponsor me. I can use all the coffee pods in the world.
And she will advertise for you, let me tell you.
I will. I am already, like, advertising for you. I love it.
Okay, well, let me ask this question. Okay. If you had to eat something for the rest of your life, what would it be? You can't have anything.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Coffee? I feel like you have to say coffee now.
Okay, I think I have to say coffee. No, actually, I can survive on coffee. And this is a problem because you probably noticed this too, but when we were back, like, in New York, I think I would just have coffee and survive on that for, like, 12 hours. Like, I would get a big cup of coffee and I would just drink that, and I wouldn't need a snack, wouldn't need anything else to eat, which is probably really unhealthy. So,
oh my gosh, now looking back on it, like, I'd walk to school, and you would walk to school. I'd get Starbucks. We would have the Starbucks, and then we normally would have, like, an hour break. We are sitting all day.
Yeah.
Hour break. We go to Starbucks, get Starbucks again. I would get iced coffee. You would get hot coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go back, and then on our way home, I either would stop, or I'd come home and make a coffee. So I had Granted, probably 3 cups of coffee a day. Probably 4. Yeah. Probably more.
Honestly, very unhealthy habit. But yeah, I think coffee is my favorite food. And is it safe to say it's probably the same answer for you, or what do you think? What's your favorite? Mm. What's the food you would want to eat for the rest of your life?
Sushi. 100%. 100%. I can live off sushi. Oh my gosh. And my parents, it was really funny last week because Anthony and I are the exact same. Like, I got him hooked on sushi. And they were like, you and Anthony need to move somewhere really close to a sushi restaurant or else you are not going to survive. And I was like, okay, but like, it's just so, like, oh, I can eat it every single day. And I know. I'd be so happy. Like, I crave it when I wake up. Like, something is wrong with me. Actually, I think it's because my mom. Yeah.
Sorry, now that you're saying that, when we were in school, it was like either Starbucks or sushi from Gracefully.
Yes. Or I'd be like, what should I eat for dinner? And I'd be like, ooh, do I go home and make meatballs and sweet potato fries or sushi? And you'd be like, Madison, you know you want sushi. And I'd be like, but I need to cook the food in my fridge. Which is not like, food. It's literally meatballs and sweet potato fries.
Yeah, like literally sushi. Or like at least you get like a variety with sushi, I feel like. Like you're getting your nutrients, you know?
Yeah, and hey, you know what? It works for me. Okay, yeah. Who's the last person you texted?
Besides you.
I need to check.
I texted Ayush, my boyfriend. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I texted my mom.
I accidentally sent him the invite link to our meeting, so.
And he, like, wouldn't leave. He was like, I'm staying. I am not leaving.
I'm like, you need to go.
No, I texted you, and then I texted my mom. I asked my mom help for my sty, my current sty situation.
I know, I feel so bad that you were talking about this, and I think it's just because we have been, right now, I think our computers and our phones are our life. Like, we do not get off of them, and it's all we can do, so these are the negative effects of this kind of lifestyle, I will say.
And I, like, yeah, and, like, I told my mom, I was, like, my dad, too, and, like, they don't understand at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so weird. They're, like, just get off your laptop. Like, you don't have to look at it all day. I'm, like, I do when, like, literally my school, my life, like, everything, my exams are on my laptop. Like, there's no escaping it.
You know, become a hermit, I feel like. I'm just in the same chair from, like, I don't even know, 9 o'clock to, like, 7 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing right now?
What is my favorite thing right now? What is my favorite thing right now? Oh, my gosh. Okay. Sorry. I really had to brainstorm. I was going to say my diffuser, but you know what? I'm going to branch out of that. Because I already mentioned it, during quarantine, you know, nail salons were closed, and so I tried to do my own nails, and I was like, you know what, I want really long, cool nails. I ordered press-on nails, and I ordered them from this brand called Static Nails, and they messed up my order the first time and sent me a bunch of frays. Now I have, like, a huge stack in my room, like, I'm literally staring at them. And I'm obsessed. Like, they look so good on. Like, I did the French manicure for my birthday, and, like, I tricked Anthony. I was like, yeah, these are my nails. And he's like, these are not your nails. I was like, dang it.
Oh my God.
You caught me.
That is so, because you sent me, like, the pictures, and I was like, I was a little, like, iffy on them. I haven't tried them out yet, because I'm just, like, a dip nail kind of girl. I, like, these dip nails can, like, last me forever. So, I'm glad that it's working out for you. I'm not sure if it'll work for me.
And, like, I put them on the first time, like, the day of my birthday, and I was, like, cutting flowers. I was going to the store. I was, pushing ice out of, like, you know, those rubber ice cube things, and, like, they did not pop off. Like, it was sturdy. Like,
that's cannot stress impressive. It enough.
And I was, like, you know what? Like, for a wedding or, like, a prom or a dance or a formal or whatever, like, or even, like, a dinner with, like, friends, like, these would be perfect. Just, you know, if your nails aren't done, like, just throw them on and just be like, perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I mean, if it works for you, go for it, you know?
Like, yeah, so check them out. Static Nails. Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. What about you? My favorite thing right now is, I have to, I really don't know what my favorite thing is right
I know, it's
now.
kind of hard to think.
I guess I'd have to say, oh, I don't know, my heated pad, because I need to sink it. I think,
It
like,
probably
okay,
is.
yeah, I, okay, this is, like, something really weird about me, but I hate cold. I'm from Chicago, which is really weird to say, and that I hate the cold, but I hate it. In the summer, I kid you not, I will have the heater on if it's the AC is on too, like, high. I just cannot deal with the cold, so I think right now, just any kind of heat source.
No, I agree.
Especially because my parents have been keeping the air conditioning a little too high for me, and I like complain, and then they're like, it's hot. We need to turn up the AC. And I'm like, but I'm cold.
And I'm such a cold, yeah, I'm such a cold nature person too. Like I literally like, but it's weird. Like I literally sleep with my fan on and the air on like 68.
Oh my,
So
no, I cannot have the fan on. Also, like, I have this irrational fear that my fan's gonna fall on me when I'm sleeping at night. I don't know why. I think that's why I hate the cold, because I think that, like, maybe my fan's gonna fall on me, or my hair's gonna get caught in the fan, and it's gonna rip my hair off. Like, I don't know. It's this weird fear
okay, but like they,
that I have.
I truly think if a fan fell on you, it would stop. But that's just, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a
No,
professional.
I mean, it's heavy. I'm more afraid it's gonna like squish me or something.
Okay, true.
It's a
Very true.
it's a dumb thing to be afraid of. I know.
Okay, it's fine. I mean, everyone has their fears. I definitely have my weird fears, so
I
it's
have a lot
okay.
of weird ones, and you know that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, favorite place to shop?
Nordstrom, hands down. I love Nordstrom. I can get anything and everything there. For me, it's like a one-stop shop. Like, whatever I need besides like food, it's where I go. I get all my outfits, all my clothes, everything's from there. What about
No, I
you?
agree. Oh my gosh. You know me, Revolve. I actually, for my like sorority, like when we graduated, they made me, and I need to look at it. It says most likely to be the CEO of Revolve. And you know what? I will take that challenge. They want to hire
One
me,
maybe
hired.
one day. Hey, you never
Yeah.
know. Also, their clothes
But
are amazing. I love it, so I understand why.
I got you hooked, so let's just, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But no, it's a, I love it.
Yeah. Going
Definitely my
off of
good
that, what
place.
about your favorite makeup product that you're dying to try right now?
gosh, what am I dying? Okay, so I get sucked into those Instagram ads. You're literally, yeah, you know, everyone
Yeah.
knows. I'm like the worst when it comes to shopping. Like I have a shopping problem and I get so sucked into like those little like things. So the other day, like it was like this, it's called I think Ila, Isla or something, Isla Beauty or something, I don't know.
Yeah, I
I'll
think I've
have to
seen it.
like
They sell it at
tap.
Sephora, right?
I don't know if they do or not, but I bought it through their website and it's like makeup skincare. So it like comes with SPF, it comes with like it's like hyaluronic acid. And so I got this serum and I got the like oil, the face oil, SPF skincare, whatever.
Yeah.
And it is amazing.
Really? Oh.
I tried it on my hand. I haven't tried it on my face. That is something I'm dying to actually try, like when I go out, because I don't really wear makeup just like day to day. But I definitely, you know, I'm really excited to like look at it, review it, and see if that's
Yeah,
something
you're
like
gonna
I
have to
actually, yeah.
let me know how that goes. I'm excited.
Now I
'Cause
will.
I think they sell, I've seen that brand before, and I think I saw it at Sephora, but I could be wrong. But let me know how it works for you, 'cause I want to
I will. I'll review it. What about you?
know. Honestly, I think I makeup products, not really anything right now, just 'cause I feel like what makeup do I wear? Like, we're not going anywhere, so I think I just tend to just if I need to, like, I wear like this Benefit SPF moisturizer tinted that I just put on here and there. But dying to try. Okay, actually, there's one that I just remembered. I know you've probably seen the ads for it, but I think it's called like Il Makiage, and it's like this medium to full coverage foundation that looks so natural on your skin.
I definitely heard this.
Yes. And I, like, again, like, maybe I'll try, because I think they gave you, like, a couple samples, and especially with my brother's wedding coming up, I think I might just try it out and see, because it's, if it's, like, full, medium to full coverage, and it looks natural, that's my kind of makeup. I cannot look cakey. I hate the cakey look,
Yeah,
so
same.
I think I'm dying to try that.
That's a good one. Yeah, you know I love like skincare. I'm a skincare fiend, so love anything that's like good, you
Yeah.
know.
And I think skincare, actually, I did just order a ton of products from The Ordinary. So
Yes,
I
that's
am
another
waiting
one.
that package. I will update you guys once I get it all and I try it all out. I'm super excited.
And then, yeah, this is like it's a question later that I was gonna ask you. I was gonna say, what's your new favorite beauty obsession? Because mine is The Ordinary. If you have not tried The Ordinary, you need to try it. Like, and I, trust me, I buy like expensive skincare. I buy everything. Like, this is equivalent to your high-end expensive skincare, and it does not break the bank. It is amazing. It is, I don't know. I call it the vampire facial mask because it's like red. It works so well. And then I got Anthony hooked onto it. I bought him a skincare set, which if he ever listens to this, he's gonna be mortified. But boys can
It's
do
okay.
skincare too,
Yes, it's
PSA.
We all have skin. You have to take care of it.
Exactly. No, I love The Ordinary.
I'm
Obsessed.
super excited. And like, so this is a little PSA, but it's all sold out on Sephora and Ulta. But if you go directly to their website, you are able to order everything. So that's what I've done. I've ordered it all from there, that like all the niacinamide one that I really like, that's sold out like across everywhere and it's super hard to get. So I actually ordered it from there. And a bunch of other stuff, so I'm super pumped for that package. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
Let's see
I'm
how it
excited
goes.
too. It's good. I can't wait to like hear Anthony's thoughts because he just left to go, you know. He's visiting his dad, and I wrote him down like a cheat sheet. Like, okay, at nighttime, this is what you do. And so he texted me the other night, and he's like, "I just did your the
Oh, that is
skincare routine," and I was like,
adorable.
"I'm so proud of you."
Actually, another PSA, also on their website, they do give you a specific, like, regime for like what you're trying to achieve, and they tell you which products to use and when, like AM, PM. It's great. So
Oh,
definitely go
wow.
to
I
their
didn't know
website.
that.
Yeah, I like discovered this because I was like, I really want to get these products and I want to just get them all in one go. And then I went on there and I discovered that. And honestly, that's what I followed. So I ordered like
Wow.
one of their, like, I ordered everything within the regime. And it's really not a lot. Like, it's not an expensive line, which is amazing because it's
No, like their
so
stuff is
hard.
like, yeah, it's like some of it's $5. $5 to like 12. Like it's really not expensive and like
Yeah, and if it's like, okay, a bottle a month, $5 times 12, that's $60. That's how much like a high-end product costs. And like that's okay with me. I will buy
Yeah.
$5 a product if it works for me. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. All right. So AirPods or headphones?
AirPods, hands down.
Yeah,
What about you?
I'm a headphone girl, which I have had AirPods in right now. Like I do love my AirPods, like, but one, your headphones never die. They're just trusty, you know, they're not gonna like, I don't know, you're not gonna lose one. It's just it's a good thing to think about, you know. I get the AirPods, but headphones are good.
Yeah, and I think I like was telling you about this the other day, but I was like, actually, the one thing for me with AirPods is I'm a one AirPod kind of girl. So I actually just use like one AirPod at a time, and then that way like it extends the battery life a little. So that's my little hack. For those of you who love their AirPods and want them to last a little longer, if you're just like in a quiet area, there's no point to put two AirPods in. Just put one in and make the other one charge and last and switch them out when you need it.
No, I agree. Okay. First restaurant you are going to go to when you're back in New York.
So I was thinking about this the other day, but I'm super excited to go back to Covina and get their truffle fries. I I'm super, like, I miss those so much. They're so good.
Oh my gosh, I just got the biggest smile on my face. Our Prosecco rosé, the truffle fries, and the
Oh,
shishito peppers.
the shishito peppers are so good too.
Oh,
Yes.
yum.
Oh my God, yeah. I think
I'm just like, yeah.
Covina. What about you? What's
I'm just excited to have a date night with Anthony.
Oh,
Which
yeah.
is, yeah. Because we did so many, and I was like thinking in my head like where I wanted to go, and I love Bond Street sushi, so I feel like we'll do that and just do a little date night. But there's so many
Sushi.
places I wanted to try, and now I'm just a little bummed we're not there, but you know, it
I
is what it
know.
is.
I just like hope like all these places stay open and like stay everyone stays healthy too, because that's like the most important thing. But because I know like some businesses are suffering, so definitely support your local places out there because it's a hard time for them. So little side bit over there.
No, I agree. Okay, last thing you ordered online.
The Ordinary. Oh,
Oh, yeah, okay. I ordered myself a little romper from We Wore What because I really wanted some. I don't know what I was doing. I'm not going anywhere, so I don't know why I did it, but anyways.
honestly, Zara's having a sale right now, and I'm probably gonna order a bunch of clothes after this, so it's
It's fine.
okay.
Okay. What is something you do when you treat yourself?
I think I always treat myself to a cup of coffee with maybe a brownie on the side, if that's what we're talking about.
Yum. I do a bath, a cup of tea, and a candle.
Oof, that sounds amazing. Definitely the best R&R.
Yeah, it's nice. Okay, who's your celebrity crush?
celebrity crush. Okay, this is going to be an Indian person, so you guys are going to have to look him up. But my all-time celebrity crush is Hrithik Roshan, and he's like 40 something years old, and or even older. I don't even know anymore, but I've had the biggest crush on him since I could remember. So if you guys don't know who he is, he's an amazing Bollywood actor. He has two thumbs, and even with two thumbs, he's super attractive.
Oh my gosh.
What about you? Who's your celebrity crush?
Harry Styles. So, hands
Yeah.
down, enough said. That's all I need to say. Okay.
Don't you have a cutout of him in your room? I think we need to mention that.
I don't have a cutout of him in my room. When I was little, yes, I had 1,000 posters of him in my room, so no shame. Anthony knows he's competing with Harry Styles, and it's okay. We're in it together.
Yeah. You know
Oh my
what? And that's what
gosh.
matters, that he's supportive of it.
He texted me actually one time, and he's like, "I think I just saw Harry Styles on the street." He's like, "Do you want me to give him your phone number?"
No way. What
And
was your reaction?
I was like, "Wow, that's a supportive boyfriend."
Oh, that's adorable.
He's my hall pass, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay,
Okay.
what are you most excited for about this journey?
I'm just excited to have all these conversations with you and with everyone else who's listening in. I'm excited to get like some of those DMs from you guys and talk about your stories and talk about what you guys want to listen to or talk about. And I don't know, I'm just excited for all the like new things that are going to be coming and happening and just all the good topics that, you know, typically we really wouldn't touch on. So, and another thing, I'm really excited to get to know more about you and our listeners.
Yeah, same. No, you literally just said it. Like, perfect. Enough said. I'm excited to start this. I'm excited to hear from you. I'm excited to, you know, this is something we've been wanting to do. And I cannot wait. So I hope y'all enjoyed this little Q&A. We're definitely gonna do more of these soon. And we'd love for y'all to ask questions about us, or, you know, if you want us to talk about something, just DM us, email us, comment on our post, follow us at The Ladylike Chatter on Instagram. And we love you guys
Yes,
already.
we do. We're so excited. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you guys next time, or hear you guys. Bye.
Bye.